Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Key.
What up is
apparently earlier.
We made it, baby. We made it.
I got my wires crossed.
Mama, we did it.
When Pittsburgh jumped up to take a tackle, somehow that registered in my mind at that time of night as the Jets, because they missed out on the tackle that they could have used taking a tackle, but they didn't take the tackle. So never mind when I said the Jets got the second best tackle. They didn't get the tackle. Pittsburgh jumped up and got the tackle that the Jets probably wanted, right?
Yeah.
Key, off the top,
a lot going on, man.
Off the top, real quick, I just want to talk about it, these moments that occurred. It feels like during every draft. I know some NBA drafts, it's been bad. Yeah, but the Will Levis, continuing panning over to Will Levis. I just have some stats for you here, just to kind of talk about how this feels as a young prospect in this moment. When people are talking about you being a top four quarterback prospect, maybe taken in the top 15, top 20, and it's the end of the first round and you're still sitting there, Levis was shown on TV in the green room, Key, 37 times throughout the first round. 37 times. That was 29 more times than anyone else.
Well, because starting from the second pick in the draft, they were wondering,
but
right?
Wait, though. They got drafted. They were gone.
They were gone.
He was still sitting there, so they don't show him.
You know what I saw? You know what I saw on social media? I don't remember, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. I forgot.
You got
this morning. Will Levis doing an interview from before the draft, saying, "Yes, if I'm invited, I'm going to show up. As long as it's like, if they tell me, hey, you're going to go high up in the first round, I'm going to go." He said, "What you don't want to be is that guy who sits around and the camera keeps panning to you." Like, that's on his mind. He stated it publicly. And that's not only exactly what happened, but then his mom is giving him hugs and stuff, which to me makes it worse for the way people feeling sorry for you and stuff.
Yeah. What happens in these situations is that you're invited. You have to, first of all, be invited, right, by the NFL. The NFL is going to invite X amount of players that they think is going to go in the first round. Let's say I think it's like 20 guys or something like that, whatever that number is, that they think is going to go in the first 32 picks on opening night. They don't know, which means the league does not know. They have an idea, but they don't know. You have to have the mindset to know, okay, if I go, I better be damn sure.
Exactly.
That I'm getting drafted in the first round.
So, Key.
And it's an exciting moment when they tell you you have the opportunity because of the family and whatever else, your friends. And then your agent is kind of trying to tell you to go because he wants to get his mugshot on television as well. Standing there with you, hugging you, walking behind you, all that old goofiness. If you're not one of the top five dudes, I'd stay home and enjoy it with all of my neighborhood and all of my friends and my family and my grandma, granddaddy, all my sisters and brothers and cousins and all of that. Because you don't want to be the guy, Jay. That's just not a good feeling. The look. I'm talking about the feeling.
So then the follow-up question becomes, if he doesn't, since he didn't get drafted in the first round, does he come back today? Or the second round, Key? Do you stay at home now?
Some guys come back. Some guys bail.
What would you do? I don't know if I'm coming back. I'm staying at home. I'm at the hotel.
To be honest with you, I probably wouldn't have put myself in that position because I probably wouldn't have never gone. And it's hard for me to say because I never had to go through it. I probably wouldn't have gone because as much fun as I have and many times people think that I'm an attention seeker or whatever you want to call it, that's not who I am. So I don't want to be in that position, and now I got to look up and somebody is panning 30-something times to me, and I'm sitting there with my girlfriend or wife or mom and dad and agent, and we sitting there, we done shifted on the couch 100 times, you know?
Well, Geno Smith went back. I gave him credit for it.
Yeah, it just depends.
You know, different strokes for different folks and what your pain tolerance is, you know?
Man, I was fresh.
Yeah, but don't forget Will Levis. I mean, ESPN Analytics put out something after the draft. 92% to get, you know, they estimated to get taken in the top 10 picks.
And it also, if you go back, it makes you the topic of conversation a lot more than if you weren't there. They'll still talk about it, but it won't be at the same because they won't have you physically there to panel to each and every moment
but see,
to keep talking about.
You say he ESPN put out – I know. Pan. That's fine. You said that ESPN or somebody put out a stat that said that he was supposed to be
word,
in the top
please.
Four. You've got to have a good judgment, though, man. That doesn't – you got to know. It's just – you know, and it's unfortunate. This happens every year. I remember Leland McElroy, running back out of Texas A&M, Jay. And this is when – this is – my draft is when each pick was like 30 minutes in between. So it was like – you know, it was long. I go and I get picked by the Jets. I am in New York City. I do what I need to do at the – I think it was at MSG. It was at Madison Square Garden, I believe, or Radio Music Hall, one of those places. And then after I'm picked, we go to the facility out at Hofstra University, do what we need to do, meet the owner, you know, the whole deal, and talk to people, do a little press. I leave, get back on the jet, go back to L.A. and land. The draft's still going on. And guess who in the green room? Leland McElroy. He's still in the green room. Okay? So you got to know when you make that decision that you are going to get drafted. And if you're not, you got to be okay with the decision that you
but
made.
But wouldn't you have said that given what the information before the draft, it would have been a safe bet for Will Levis to show up?
Why safe?
It depends. Because it was too much. It was too much up and down for me, for my liking. Yeah. If Will Levis called me and he said, "Hey, Key, what do you think?" I would have told him to stay home because it was too much of this. It was too
really?
Much of that.
But I wouldn't say it was this. I would say Will Levis was more like this.
He didn't go up to the last 48 hours, Max. When you getting this invite, you ain't getting it a day ago. This invite was given to you weeks and weeks ago.
Right.
So
it was widely anticipated that four at least were going in the first round and maybe five if Hendon Hooker was also taken.
But I ain't one or two or three of those quarterbacks that they talking about like that.
Right.
I'm four,
not
five,
not like
six.
Three, 4 weeks ago. No, not Levis.
Yeah, I can't do it. That's all I'm saying.
The idea was if you're going to go with a raw guy, you would go with Richardson.
Yes.
Because he's like Levis, but maybe with a little more.
And right. On top of that, the intel from the individuals who's repping you and around, they have to have that. They have to have their antennas up to know this is what they're saying. They're saying you got a bad attitude, you have a this or the that, you this or that, they got a problem with your ankle. People have to understand that when they are repping you, they cannot put you in harm's way and have you sitting there squirrel, you know, shifting.
Well, every that's what I'm saying. If you're his advisor, that's why you would tell him not to go today. The same reason that we heard some of the commentary on him every time they pan to him, Max, during the draft, right? You start hearing things about, well, you know, attitude and some of the questions around him. And that just gets worse the more you're visible.
Man, check this out, though. Jay, if you did a slideshow of the facial expressions from the start of the draft to the end of the draft.
I'm sick.
Oh, man, everything changes. It was crowded behind you. Now, all of a sudden, it's empty because everybody's getting drafted. They got Jay out of there now. They're going to party. They're getting on the plane to go to the city in which their teams are.
Key, I'm telling people in my crew, just sit down. Stop using the bathroom. You use it four times. Stay here.
It's shifting. And I've been in these situations and around guys that's getting drafted at draft situations where you got people, when you think you're going to go? You think they're going to draft you? Did they call you? What did the Jets say? What did the Broncos say? Did they say they're going to do anything? And as the round keeps going, oh, man, I can't believe that their receiver went in front of him. Oh, I can't. And then they just talk. You know what I'm saying? And so imagine that, where your head is going. You're just going crazy. You're going crazy with it. And that's the hard thing, and I feel bad for this young man, but it's part of the whole draft process.
Someone in the second round is going to get – I mean, there are two quarterbacks available who I would say had – fair to say had first-round grades, right?
Yeah.
In Hendon Hooker and Will Levis. So someone's going to be able to scoop them up at what would seem to be a good spot in the draft to get real value there, seems to me. I mean, Hendon Hooker's another guy we really haven't discussed, and I guess it's the ACL, right, Key?
Because Hendon Hooker, I wonder if he got invited – to Kansas City, because he was on the first round board.
Yeah, but how much of it with Hooker is the ACL? How much of it is because his legs are a big part of his game, and there's something wrong with the wheel, right? But he does a lot of other things too. It just seems surprising to me that someone wouldn't have, you know, in a quarterback hungry league, someone wouldn't have scooped up the guy I think is probably the best guy in the draft.
Why do I squint to draft a guy? I don't need to do this to – I can get him in the second round. Why do I need to reach? See, when you start looking at the teams that need quarterbacks, Max, who are you talking about, right? I'm not going to take him if I'm Seattle and I need a backup quarterback and a future quarterback behind Geno Smith. I'm not taking him at the 5th and the 20th spot. If he's there in the second or the third round, I'll grab him. If I can move into the second, I'll grab him. Why reach – for him? And then when you start going down to the draft, the back end of the draft was the Kansas Cities. They don't need one. The Jacksonville's, they don't need one. Okay? Philadelphia, they don't need a quarterback. The Dallas Cowboys, they don't need a quarterback. So when you start getting into them late 20s, those are playoff teams. And all those playoff teams, they got quarterbacks. So why would I need to draft a quarterback?
I mean, it just seems to me that it's a quarterback needy league, and this guy is – maybe the best guy there.
But why
so
am
unless
I? Who,
you
who,
think that his leg is never going to be the same.
Yeah, but who at the back end of the draft? I got young quarterbacks. Everybody's got young quarterbacks that's under contract. So why am I going to overpay for a backup, Max? And I got Patrick Mahomes. I got Jalen Hurts. I got Trevor Lawrence. Like, what do I don't need to do that. I'm eating up salary cap space, and just, I don't need it.
All right, we're going to get more into this. He was a number one pick. Is he going to be the starting quarterback, Bryce Young? Week one, KJM.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. David Newton, ESPN Panthers reporter, is with us now. Jay, it was a an interesting draft as it usually is. This one especially was difficult to predict, I thought. David Newton.
Yeah,
good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, David?
I'm just ready for what David Tepper had promised the crowd last night. The owner of the Panthers said Bryce Young's not just going to bring a Super Bowl, he's going to bring Super Bowls.
Yeah,
ooh,
that's something.
Okay.
So I got to give David, I got to give Tepper credit. Because when he bought the team from, like, one of the worst owners in sports, right, he buys the team, new money's in here, and he's got deep pockets and all this, and he looks, and they have a good situation. Good coach, competitive year in, year out, make the playoffs every other year, sometimes make a run, been to a Super Bowl, good quarterback. But he thought, no, I don't want good, I want great, and tore it all down, and he's going for great. Is that in there for Bryce Young, do you think? The top pick who is does everything well but is a little guy.
He is short, but I think it was the right move. I mean, they've gone through the retread quarterback since Tepper's been here. I mean, the last 3 years they've had Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield. It's been one after another. And so I think it was time for some young blood in there, even if it's short blood. And I think that Bryce Young was by far the best quarterback in this draft board and a guy that I think could be a special player. I know durability is the one question with him, but – you know, that guy's pretty amazing at avoiding tackles. I know Frank Reich once talked about, you know, Barry Sanders when in his playing days as a running back, how he avoided the big hits. And I think they feel like that Bryce Young has some of those characteristics that's going to help him, you know, be durable and be able to be in there for the long haul.
Was this a David Tepper move, David?
No, this was a move that Scott Fitterer saw Bryce Young and the scouts saw Bryce Young back in 2021, and they kind of fell in love with him then. And when Frank Reich got here, as Scott Fitterer said last night, there was already pretty much resolve and conviction around Bryce Young. So they just had to make sure that Frank Reich was good with it. And it didn't take him long after watching the tape to see that this was the guy that he had to bring in here, even though he doesn't have a history of working with short quarterbacks. And, yeah, David Tepper did love Bryce Young. But he made it clear, and Scott Fitterer and Frank Reich made it clear that the decision was theirs. And I think you gotta give Tepper credit there, because I mean his track record in the last 5 years at making big decisions hasn't been great. I mean he brought Matt Rhule to Carolina. That really didn't turn out well, and that was basically his decision. So again, I think he put it in the hands of the football minds and let them do what they thought was right. And it looks like it was the best move.
David Newton, ESPN Panthers reporter, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. David, obviously last night Frank Reich said that Bryce Young will be the number two quarterback behind Andy Dalton. Obviously Andy Dalton has traveled around, seasoned veteran, good guy to learn under. But you know when this pressure starts, when you get a guy like this for his size, do you think we'll see Bryce Young end up being a starter by day one?
I'd almost say 100%. I mean, they've made it pretty clear. Frank Reich has, Scott Fitter has. They've built this roster. So the rookie quarterback, they weren't saying who at that point, but they knew it was Bryce Young. So he would be able to step right into the lineup and be the starter day one. That's their goal. If it doesn't happen, they've got Andy Dalton that can kind of step in there early and let, you know, Bryce kind of learn the ropes a little bit. But the goal is to have him in there day one, be the starter. And they feel like, especially from his ability to process, which they talked about repeatedly during this whole process, that is something that's going to enable Bryce Young to be in there. It was kind of funny last night. They were talking about the dinner they have the night before the pro day at Alabama, and they asked him about what's his, you know, week like. And he said 10 minutes into it, they were like, oh, my gosh, this guy is the most detailed person ever. So I think everything about Bryce is he's going to be the starter day one.
But, David, doesn't it make sense for a guy with his size and his frame, if the concern is around his durability, doesn't it make sense to let him learn as much as possible for as long as possible before he just gets thrown to the wolves?
Maybe, but, I mean, everybody's going to be learning this offense new because it's a brand-new offense for this team. So everybody on that team is pretty much in a learning mode right now. So Bryce is just going to be learning right along with him. And he's the better quarterback of the two. Yeah, Andy Dalton's had a great career. But, the future is Bryce Young, and they don't want to wait around. He's going to take some lumps. He's going to make mistakes, but they feel like the things he can do on the field will help him probably overcome some of those things and make them a potential winner this year.
Okay, Key, he takes the wrong lump. He ain't going to be playing that much longer. You know what I mean?
It all depends on what, David, to me, it all depends on what the Carolina Panthers want to do this year. What's their vision in the division that's not that great? I got the New Orleans Saints head above everybody else because of the situation with their quarterback. They stabilized that with Carr, clearly. Atlanta, I'm not high on them. Unstabilized in Tampa Bay with their situation. So, you know, when I look at it, what is it that Carolina's – what's their objective? Is it to win the division, make a strong run in the playoffs with a rookie quarterback? I mean, that's why I scratch my head at trying to understand what is it that David Tepper, the owner, who's been a good owner so far, what is it that he's trying to accomplish?
Yeah, I mean, they believe that the division is there for the taking this year because – You look around, I mean, Bryce Young, I know you got Derek Carr down in New Orleans, but Bryce Young still may be the best quarterback in this division. Derek Carr is a solid player, but he hasn't proven to be a great player yet. So, dynamically, I think Bryce Young could be better than him. So, yeah, they feel like that with what they've built, what they have back, the players they have on the defensive side and what they feel like they could do there, they feel like they've got – almost a complete team. That quarterback was the one missing piece, and they feel like they've got that in Bryce Young.
It's so interesting because I agree with that analysis, but the whole thing is not, to me, whether or not he's going to be good. It's for how long, because eventually they're going to get their hands on you, these big guys, and then the question is, can his frame, not just the height, but the frame, take the kind of physical abuse you get in the NFL, even in today's game at quarterback, even at quarterback? So it will be interesting to watch it all unfold. David Newton, ESPN Panthers reporter, appreciate your time this morning, David.
Thanks, David. All right, David.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Dave, as much as I love Bryce Young, he ain't better than Carr.
Than Carr by the middle of next season, though.
He might be better than Carr 3 years from now or something. He ain't better
three
than
years?
Carr. He's not better.
Well, Keith,
he's not better, than Carr now. I'm just
put
trying
it
to
this way. Justin Herbert.
Guys, before we even start talking about somebody being better than David Carr, I want to see him play five or six games first.
That's what I'm saying,
I want to see him get Max to the midway point of the season with if he is a starter without being injured.
Okay, I agree. Like, I agree with all that. I just want to mention
him being better than somebody. I'm not doing that.
I would just like to mention. I know he's not Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert, from his first NFL pass, was better than David Carr has ever been in his entire career.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Derek Carr. Easily. Key, it's not even close.
I'm not going to say that.
Herbert, from his first game, was at such a higher level than Derek Carr has ever performed.
Why are we talking about Herbert?
Because my point is, it's possible for a very talented young
quarterback. Are you comparing Bryce Young to Justin Herbert?
Not with the arm, no.
Yeah, but nor with the sides?
Nor with the sides, which is but in terms of his overall skill set.
What happened to Justin Herbert this year? Barbecue ribs.
And still went to the playoffs in the same division as Derek Carr, who didn't go. But my point is, Bryce Young.
I'm talking about Herbert. I'm talking about Young.
Well, you're jumping all over the place.
No, I'm trying to make one parallel point for you that Justin Herbert got beat up. And he has a taller frame, a larger frame.
Jay,
what's going to happen to Bryce Young? So what 100%. I'm saying is, before we even start trying to say somebody's going to be better than David Carr, bring the car back.
Derek.
Fine. Derek Carr. Got it. Sorry I messed up a name. That never happens on TV, ever. Bring it back for a second.
Why?
And just, what do you mean why? You're putting yeast on something that doesn't have yeast.
Well, you're just not letting me get through the thought. The point is that, yes, injury is a concern with Bryce Young. I brought that up. It's clearly, like, I think, but there's a separate issue I'm trying to get to, which is, until he is hurt, he looks like the goods. You understand why Key has been on this show saying, if you stretched him out a little, he'd be the greatest quarterback prospect ever, right? So that says
he's
a lot.
Good, he's a good talent. There's no question about it. But I'm sorry, Max. Right now, he's not better than Carr. I'm sorry.
No, not yet. We don't know. We don't know,
I'm
but it's not so far-fetched to think he could be. Well, you love Carr. KJM.
Love Carr. I know what the hell I'm talking about.
Coming right up.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. As Key said earlier, you can build a team in the second, third rounds. That's coming up tonight. Followed by the Lakers and a lot of sports this whole week. Jesse.
Yeah.
Has something to say about Will Levis. What's up, Jesse?
Not much. What's going on, guys?
What's cracking, Jesse?
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with my Pittsburgh Steelers. That's what I'm looking at. I mean, I'm looking at a guy who's physically built, can handle the brute weather. Why not go after a guy like this, Will Levis?
You think he's better than Pickett?
Oh, without a doubt. I think Pickett has what a lot of people aren't looking at, which is a Baker Mayfield mentality, and that's going to hurt us down the stretch.
What do you mean by that?
I just see a gunslinger. I see someone who's a little more cocky than he needs to be at the moment, not being able to prove a whole lot. I mean, yes, he started to get with the receivers. You know, passes were starting to go down the field, but there's still that, hey, one read type of option, or let me play backyard football.
So wait, you and if you're not like a Big Ben,
say what?
I say you're going to get rid of one dude that's supposed to be cocky for another dude that's supposed to be cocky.
But with a big arm.
Correct, with a big arm. Now, let's be honest now. Big Ben was a cocky guy, too. People forget that. The dude was a guy that, hey, he can't play quarterback. He's more of a tight end. Remember, when he went to Miami of Ohio, that was the only team that wanted him to play quarterback. Everybody else wanted him to be like a tight end.
All right, so what is this guy? What Jesse's saying, Key, basically is you think you can identify that – in Will Levis, you got a guy who's a cut above talent-wise than the guy you got right now. I don't know if I agree with that.
You could draft him. You could take him in the second or third round. You could take him in the second or third round.
If he's available, yeah.
If he's available. There's nothing. Every single year, teams are going to always take a quarterback. It's just, where are you taking that quarterback? Are you taking him in the third round, the fourth round?
Who are you taking in the second round between Hooker and Levis?
Hendon Hooker.
Me too.
I probably would lean toward Hendon Hooker.
If you're just looking at sheer talent, Hendon Hooker.
Yeah, I'm probably going to lean toward Hendon Hooker.
I think the upside for Hendon Hooker with the way he moves is different.
Yeah, but also the way he throws and the way he reads the game and the fact that his dad is a quarterback. You know, like, he checks. Hendon Hooker, except for the ACL. Forget about the age. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
that doesn't matter.
But Deshaun had two ACLs, so
yeah.
The ACL thing doesn't scare me off.
Although I don't get it.
But, Key, these days with ACLs, man, like, people bounce back from ACLs stronger than what they were before. It's not what it used to be like 15 years ago.
Yeah, but again,
I just don't understand when it gets into all the talk about, well, coming off an ACL, how will he come back?
I think it's more than that. I think they look at him.
There has to be something maybe deeper.
Because I've spoken to people who basically say he's a system quarterback. That's what they tell me.
Everybody comes from a system. Caleb Williams is basically in the same system, and he's getting ready to potentially be the number one overall pick. Okay? Where do you think Kyler Murray was in a system? What do you think Bryce Young was in? Bill O'Brien's system. Steve Sarkisian's system. So everybody comes from systems. It's just – when you're evaluating him, what do you see? What do you believe in? Do you like him? Is he smart on the board when you put him on the board and you got him up there? And can he understand coverage? Does he understand the front? Does he? Can he identify where the blitz is coming from? They start doing all that sort of stuff, and you can either make yourself feel good. You know, when you hear all these conversations about, man, we sat down with him and we just fell in love with this guy.
Right.
Oh my God. Now you done sold yourself. So now they fall in love with you. You're the best thing ever. Nobody can ever tell you anything bad about him. Or you can go to a meeting and they go, guy was 20 minutes late. The hell's the world? I don't want that guy. Now you got baggage. So it just depends. But when you look at where Hendon Hooker would have possibly gone, you go to Seattle at 20, right? You can say, well, you can back up Geno Smith, but they're happy with Geno. They're fine.
Well, Seattle picks at 37.
No, I'm just talking about in the top
of the first
round.
No, I'm saying, but now in the second round, Seattle picks at 37. Yeah. McShay says maybe Will Levis, right? Mm. Watch for Seattle at 37 for Levis.
I don't see that because the history of Pete Carroll doesn't tell me that in the NFL.
Matt Miller says look at the Rams for Will Levis at 36.
Rams, yeah, I like that.
As an ideal fit.
Yeah,
Jordan
like
Reed, the Tennessee Titans at 41 overall for Levis.
I could see that.
What do you see, Jay?
I have no idea. I saw him going in the first round. I have no idea.
I saw him going to Indy. He's going to Indy. That's what I thought.
But I've never
been sold on him. If you remember, Mel Kiper was on our show several months ago and he was putting out his mocks, and him and I we went back and forth. I'm like, this is Blake Bortles to me.
Well, let's be honest. What happened here? Everyone was thinking Richardson before Levis because he is Levis, but more, right? Big, raw, talented, and a little extra.
Newton 2.0.
Then Peyton Manning made a statement that Will Levis, remember he made a big glowing statement about Will Levis that was widely circulated, and then that's when sentiment flipped. And then the Reddit thread came out where Will Levis is saying he was told by the pay he's going to get taken, and then everyone thought it was Will Levis. But it really started with what Peyton Manning said.
But what?
Key, what about the Raiders at 38?
Probably not. Nah, probably not, because they got their quarterback. They got Jimmy G and Jared Stidham. He worked with them before, familiarity. He's good. Yeah, look, Peyton Manning's a Hall of Fame quarterback, won championships, MVPs, all of that sort of stuff. His brother, Super Bowls. His dad played in the league for a long time. They got the Manning camp. They teach these quarterbacks. They get them all in there. But I would say that these personnel people make their own minds and decisions on what they want to do. There is no, you got to check in with the Mannings before you draft a quarterback. That doesn't work like that. In the league, these people are going to do what they want to do, not because Keyshawn says, well, take that receiver, he's really good. They're not. They're going to do what they feel is necessary for their organizations and their franchises.
BK in Maryland, you're on KJM.
I'm sorry to go off topic a little bit, man, but I just feel like the NFL draft has saved Giannis. And I just don't want to hear him referred to as the best player in the league anymore for a little bit. I feel like it's getting overlooked just a little too much. The fact that I think if KD, you know, was number one seed, I think he'd be getting a lot of flack for this. I think they had the deepest roster in the playoffs. You know, they had a very deep bench all the way down to Carter and Jay Crowder, Portis and Lopez having probably and even Drew having their probably their best season. And so I just think that Giannis had everything that was needed. And I know he was hurt three games, but you're telling me the best player in the league can't get two games. And so I just think it's disrespectful to Steph. I think it's disrespectful to KD, and I just don't want to hear it anymore.
Well, Jay?
Look, I got nothing wrong with that. I mean, like I said, look, the best player in the world conversation to me changes multiple times, right? It's like who can climb and get to the top of the mountain. The other day, I thought Giannis was at the top of the mountain.
coming off injury, trying to come into two games, or he's still at 38-20, but you missed 13 free throws. That takes you off the top of the mountain right now. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that by the middle of next season or by the end of next season, you can't be on top of the mountain again. But it does reopen the door. And KD is efficient, but like Devin Booker is him to me right now. And I'm not saying that Devin Booker has a more complete skill set than Kevin Durant, or
he's imposing himself.
But he's imposing your will, and KD trying to find that kind of allows me to say I think Devin Booker's a little bit more in that conversation than KD.
Man, I think Steph is him right
now. To me, like, it comes back to Steph.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, Steph is the best player in basketball right now.
And by the way,
as of right now.
Yeah. Yep. I think Steph is the guy. And if he does it again, that'll be 2 years in a row. Then it kind of – then when you look at the eras, you go, the era actually transitioned from LeBron to Steph. It's crazy. Got to the bottom of the –
Hey, and by the way, I got another piece of information for you that kind of starts to prove the Steph's theory. Right,
right, so wait, hold up. Let's hold it.
No, it's just one piece of information.
Okay, go ahead.
Or do you want me to say it?
I'll
say
it. Yeah, I'm saying. See, that's the organic tease.
Yeah.
You have a piece of information
on
Steph. I want to know what it is, but we're not going to. You're going to have to wait through the commercial break.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
At the conclusion of the last segment, Jay, you teased us
all. Let me see you, Max. Come on, man.
With a...
Move those hips, Matt. Come on, man.
Come on, Max. You over
back,
there.
Come on, Matt.
I'm climbing eight flights of stairs
Jay,
every
come
day.
Come on, Max. Do that
wet. Jay, you have something you want to say about Steph Curry, I think, man.
That's right.
Get you some Aki very... fish, brother.
Yeah, brother. Yo, Steph on the court. The Warriors have a net rating of plus 10.6, Key. Steph off the court, their net rating is minus 35.9.
Oh, what? Which series, means that he needs to be on the court.
This series.
So that's a 45-point
swing. You talk about value? That's what the value is this series against the Kings.
But something you said about Steph when talking, when he won the MVP of the finals for the first time last season was, and I was comparing him to KD, and we were talking, where does he rank all time? KD and him were on the same team in their prime, same time, and KD was clearly the best player on the team. However, it's not one-on-one. It's five-on-five. And it is true that Steph deserves the credit for creating that, for being the kind of player that guys like KD want to play with, for giving extra space to players like Draymond. By the time rotations come around, he's wide open. He could shoot from three back in the day, for helping KD because he draws so much attention. Steph deserves credit for all that. And then on top of that now, he's showing up huge in the finals, and he's the best player on either team. So while KD in a one-on-one sense is impossible because he's 7 feet tall, who would you actually rather have? So Steph is doing something right now that he hasn't done until now, which is really you have to ask yourself, including everybody. Giannis just got bumped in the first round. LeBron is clearly not the guy he used to be. Is he the best player in the game?
Yeah.
Steph?
That's why I said I think he is right now.
I think what, so too. It,
not only that, what is he doing that's different than he hasn't done? I don't understand. You said he's doing things different.
Yeah, he is playing better. Like, you can not like it or deny it, but the fact is he's playing better in the finals in recent years than he ever had in the past.
Well, he's played better last finals.
No, even against Toronto. Remember when everyone got hurt and Kawhi was having his typical great Kawhi game and Steph just went unconscious, hit every shot, and they won that one game? That was something new. He is able, what you said about KD, in the where you want to see him impose himself a little more, the way Devin Booker does, right? Steph, instead of just letting the game come to him and making the right play, and, oh, if they're going to double him, then he's going to... He was doing something new, which was, my team needs me to score, to drop 40 here, to hit all these threes. That's what I'm going to do. He hadn't done that in the finals before. He started that against Toronto, and he kept it going through the last finals. And
he didn't need to.
When? He did in 2016, and he didn't do it. He needed to in 2016. He didn't do it. And 2015...
Why did he need to in 2016 when they were up? They were up 3-1.
Why did he need to? Because in the last 5 minutes at home in game 7, they didn't score a point.
We end up having the same
NFL draft.
I didn't try.
I know, but you don't have to take the bait.
Yes, I do. You know it. You know I have to take the bait. That's why he does it.
Enough.
Go back down that road.
Jay, relax. Jay, keep... So Pat, who's doing TV, wants to know that shirt you're wearing or that zip-up, it looks very familiar. He's seen it before. I think we've all seen it. Pat, can you throw up the picture on TV?
He looks like a can of
mustard.
No,
that's yellow mustard. He got the Gouldens mustard. He got the spicy brown on.
Exactly. Max, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad job,
nice,
Pat.
Bad
what is
joke,
the best kind
Patrick.
Of mustard?
That,
well, I like that. The one he just said.
The golden mustard.
That mustard, those are those old, and they were fresh. Yeah. Those old champion pullover, not hoodies, just the sweatshirts. That's that yellow mustard that you just showed.
Are you more of a honey mustard, a spicy brown mustard,
like,
a Dijon?
I don't like honey mustard.
Are you Dijon? I'm a Dijon mustard guy.
I do Dijon, and I do the one that go
the yellow mustard.
No, the one you just said.
Oh, Gould is like spicy brown.
Yeah, spicy brown.
Yeah,
I got the Goulds at the crib.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I got the Goulds at the crib, and I got Dijon at the crib.
I'm a Dijon.
I like to be able to get that mustard.
That's
up.
A Dijon that you got
the real
right
seeds.
Now. That's a Dijon.
The seeds are all
right
crunched up in there, and you can see them.
I like that. Spicy mustard. With my french fries, on my pastrami. Mm-hmm. On my sandwiches, if I have one.
Yeah, on fries. Mustard on fries is...
But dip it.
No doubt. But by the way, yellow mustard works on fries, too.
I don't like yellow mustard on fries.
It's so good.
You still eat pastrami?
Yeah, I eat pastrami.
Really?
From time to time. Oh. Johnny's pastrami on Sepulveda? Oh, man, please.
What happened?
On some what?
Key just faded out in the studio.
He has faded to black? Fade to black?
On what key? On
he's
going to
talk about pastrami. Monitors. They said, hold on, we got to get this dude off of the TV.
What's wrong with pastrami? Yo, pastrami on rye with mustard all day.
Wait,
but
Keith
said something I never heard of before.
What's
pastrami? Johnny pastrami? Yeah, Johnny pastrami over on Sepulveda, man. Off the 405.
I don't know what that is. I don't know.
Over on Sepulveda Boulevard is a place called Johnny's pastrami. It's famous.
Not shockingly.
The whole deal.
Not shockingly, Pat's a Grey Poupon guy.
Oh, God.
Greg, come on, man.
Pat can't afford mustard. Will you stop it? Pat's got to pick up the mustard packets from the store and just slip them in his pocket. Tell him, Pat.
They charge you for that stuff. Pat's not.
He probably
Pat's
is.
TV.
Stealing,
that's why it's all screwed up today.
Stealing little ketchup packages and stuff from the cafeteria, taking them home. That's Pat.
Stay away from that stuff, man.
Commercials. That's like with the guy driving.
Pasta. The Grey Poupon.
Grey Poupon.
No, what was that? It was the
Key,
jelly.
Get
remember
my
that
Grey
one?
Poupon.
Can you please pass the jelly? And the lady passes out. Does Lamar need an agent? KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.